You're listening to Game on Fox Sports Arkansas. Here's Wes Moore.
We'll head straight to the Fidelity Communications Hotline and bring in Nate Allen. Nate's been covering the Razorbacks for a long time, and Nate, you've seen a lot of ups and downs, but I tell you what, it's a down point right now. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of disappointment. It's just a bad way to start the year with a game like we saw Saturday.
Oh, there's no question. You get a sellout crowd and lay an egg the way they did. I thought as the week went on, you just had a feeling that TCU, was the better, quicker, older team, and you knew they were quicker and older, but I didn't think they were going to be stronger and tougher, too, and they absolutely were, and Arkansas just looked outclassed. The defense actually probably played better than last year, didn't give up the big play, but they couldn't get TCU off the field. I mean, you had TCU playing Bielema ball. Here's this spread formation, Big 12 team, and you got this myth that the SEC is, the more physical league. Well, they pushed Arkansas up and down the field. The defense hung in but couldn't get them off the field and then broke down at the end. The offense, other than the one touchdown drive series, the line was opening holes and David Williams was running so well that then when they faked the toss sweep and Austin Allen throws a touchdown pass, was wide open. But then we never saw that again. The line couldn't have controlled the line of scrimmage, and the kicking game was abominable. Not just the two missed field goals, but you started off the opening kickoff. They get, Arkansas wastes a good return, gets penalized back to the 10, and never really had field position thereafter. I mean, other than when they got in the red zone and couldn't do anything. Defense. You could give them like a C-plus for hanging in, but they really couldn't get the job done. They couldn't get TCU off the field. And then the kicking game and offense just struggled mightily.
That was a great way to summarize it. It was just TCU was the physical, more physical team. Last week, Brett Bielema said he wanted to make it into an SEC game, an SEC-type game. Well, they did. But it was TCU that owned it,
Yeah, I mean, you look at the possession time. It was like 30, almost 34 minutes for TCU. Hard to fathom. Everything that Bielema advertised coming in is what TCU did to Arkansas.
Okay, is TCU, could they be good? I mean,
yeah,
could you
I
have
think,
just gotten beat
good
by
a
really
team.
Good senior, older team and things aren't going to be that bad?
Well, that's possible. I mean, TCU is better. There's no question about that. I didn't think it would be that much better. I don't think anybody did. I think that's a shock. I mean, it didn't shock me that Arkansas lost, but to lose by 21 points, and even when it was 14-7, you never had the feeling they were going to come back, and then, the dam broke at the end. They've got a lot of work to get done in these next 2 weeks. Of course, they're facing a team with problems of their own. With the Aggies, you've got, they blow a 44-10 lead and lose 45-44 to UCLA, and then barely get by Nicholls State. That was a tie ball game into the fourth quarter. You're looking at an A&M team that's not meeting expectations either. One of them. I don't know if you'd call it the Get Fire Bowl, kind of like when LSU played Auburn, people thought, well, the loser may leave town, and indeed Les Miles did. I don't think, at Arkansas, they're not to that stage yet with Brett Bielema. I think they apparently are with A&M down there with Sumlin. But, no, things are going to have to change in a hurry. You got, it's ridiculous when you look at the last, discounting, where they frost the cupcake of a lower division in Florida A&M. Your last three games, how badly, they haven't scored a point in the second half and been outscored like 70 to nothing. When you total up the second halves of the Missouri game and Virginia Tech and now TCU, that's a trend and not a good one.
Talking with Nate Allen, he joins us on the Fidelity Communications Hotline. Nate's been covering the Razorbacks for years now, and I love getting him on here to get his perspective on things. Nate, where do they go from here? I mean, how, Can you get the offensive line better in 2 weeks? Can you get the wide receivers, Austin Allen, on the same page in 2 weeks? Is it a slow, steady climb? What do you see coming?
Well, I really thought just with age, the offensive line would be better this year. And there were times that TCU game, like that one series, they looked at, and then they just kind of revert and not be able to do anything. And Arkansas has always been with Bielema, if you can get the play, you run the ball, then the play action works. And if you can't do either one, you know where you're up against. And I still think a lot of people are down on Austin Allen. I think that there's a lot of things at work here that are not in his favor, that are not his fault. I think you've got the receivers were not getting open. They're obviously not running routes. And you look at the drops they had, where he just had, Jared, you got your best receivers, Jared Cornelius. Well, he's fighting rust. He really hadn't practiced since last season. He was out, most of the spring with a hamstring, summer with a bad back. I think Bielema, I think his point was that they had too many guys, practicing and not enough of them getting prepared. I don't know whether that's it or not, but if you're, in their situation, you grasp at straws and try and figure out something. But the receivers, obviously, you had a situation where they throw a touchdown pass, but the guy's out of bounds when he catches it. I mean, just things like that, you got to know where you are in the field. I don't know. It could have been that, that got tipped a little bit. I don't know. But just those things. And then you get down to the goal line, and here's that's been their whole thing. Wisconsin, they were the big boy football, pounded in. Well, they can't do it. They game after game after game, they get down in the goal line, and they'll run two plays, fail. I really think their best shot at the goal is just let Austin Allen roll out, because – like he beat TCU with a 5-run, touchdown last year in the double overtime, and should have, he had that pass for the touchdown and it got caught out of bounds. I think that's their best play. It seems like when they hand off to a running back, they just get stuffed at the line, yet they play, stack the line and can't get it done. I don't know. I mean, offensively, I thought they would certainly be better this year than they've been. The kicking game is going to be that as much as anything needs an overhaul, and not just place kicking, but the coverage and everything. They've got a lot of work to do. And now, although actually, I take that back. They really did a pretty good job on Tremonte at TCU, Turpin. He's about as good as it gets, and they for the most part contained him pretty well. But they've got a lot of work to do in all areas.
Yeah, we discussed a lot yesterday, goal line, and I think there's a lot of blame down there. I mean, it can be the offensive line, but I think play calling, the stubbornness, I think you hit on it. They think they can just hand it off, run it up the A-gap. Frank Ragnow, Yelta Froholt, Gibbs, whoever, just push your way for 2 yards and let us get in. And they can't, but they still keep calling it. I'd like to see a little variation. I'm watching a lot of NFL over the weekend, and that NFL teams, you just, it's hard. Very rarely can you just, run the ball in for 4 yards out, because you got everybody right there slamming into the line of scrimmage. They do a lot of play action pass. They go to the tight ends. They're just different things you can do, and it just seems like Arkansas is dead set and trying to run and get right up the middle.
Yeah, it does. Now, Ragnow's their best player, and I noticed that was one of the things Gary Patterson said. Well, I love their center. So, I mean, that was without benefit of film. But I think he's still playing well. I know that the series where they were doing well, but it takes more than one guy, and when they're stacked in the middle, he can't block them all. And I agree. I really think the Austin Allen rollout deal on the goal line, and I don't pretend to be a play caller. I've never been one of those media guys that think they're a coach. That's not my not what I do. But I do think even Bielema said what we're doing is not working. We got to try something else, and it's kind of like if you always do what you always done, you always get what you've always gotten, and what they've gotten hadn't been good.
Nate, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the enjoy Saturday and the bye week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Nate Allen with us on the Fidelity Communications Hotline. Always enjoy reading Nate and seeing his stuff, usually on Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings, Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Good to have him on the show.